This is Christy Allen along with Joe Patterson. We are here on the Prayer Podcast, and today we thought it would be a good idea to talk about the change of rhythm, the change of life as we're in the new season of summer.
Yes, it's hot, Christy. It's different. It was cooler a couple months ago. Now it's no longer cooler.
Now it is no longer cooler. And the kids are home.
Yes.
And things are a little bit different. So we wanted to explore together what that could look like to our prayer life, how that might give us some new opportunities and new insights and ways to kind of lean in another way and see God working in different ways. And Joe and I both are very much liturgical nerds. We like the liturgical calendar and how that invites us into different seasons and ways of prayer. But we think the natural seasons, God does the same thing in the natural seasons. So the days are longer and different things are happening. And like we said, it's hotter.
Yes.
But nature is doing some great things. And so how we can use this change to inspire us and maybe bring freshness to our prayer life. So.
You know, we recognize also that for some, the summertime doesn't bring much of a change. You know, it's very much, we're still going to get work, and we're still working the same type of 9-to-5 type of day, and things are very similar to a winter rhythm or a spring rhythm or a fall rhythm. But for many, it is change that brings some vacation, it brings some time off, it brings some hopefully restorative time.
Yeah.
But we also recognize when we do those types of things, if we're not intentional about capturing intentionally what God is doing and quiet moments with Him, then the disruption of things will capture us.
Yeah, we'll be taken over
we'll
by
We'll be taken
it.
Over by those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this talk and this kind of conversation today is just a reminder of what we need to be really intentional about. The spirit of intention in our spiritual life needs to be heightened during this time of summer.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, it's one of those things that if we don't pay attention and lean in, we can miss some stuff and miss some prime time. To where we can connect in fresher ways. And like you said, let it just run us, let our schedules run us, especially if we're not doing anything a whole lot different. It can be miserable and hot and sticky, and we just get kind of down and out, or maybe we're a little bit envious of the people who are on vacation and are able to do some things. So it gives us lots of opportunity to celebrate and to lean in and commiserate or whatever we need to do in this season. So we're going to talk about some different ways that we might be able to do that. And in our summertime routines, how we might do that. So we were talking about simple things like taking an evening walk.
Yes.
How can we create a spirit of prayer when we're just taking a walk, with whether it's by ourselves or with our family or whatever that might look like for you, and enjoying the cool of the evening, the fact that the day is longer and you have time after work to take a walk, but how we can use that opportunity maybe to pray.
Sure. So there's a specialization, you know, of trying to find, you know, God in a specific ordinary moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also what at the end of this podcast, this conversation today, there's a way of injecting, you know, a prayer of repetition into all of that.
All of that. A disciplined prayer.
A disciplined prayer,
mm-hmm.
Like the prayer by Thomas Merton that we are kind of challenged by and have been encouraged by our sermon series currently, that can kind of offer the same thing to us. So this is kind of a dialogue to encourage you to kind of find where you're at on that. What would best benefit you and your spiritual life during this time, during these change of rhythms? Some folks will not have a change of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks during the summertime have 8 separate rhythms, a new rhythm every week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so really it's important to identify, you know, what do I need? What do I need to remain, you know, strong in my connection to God and in connection to what He's doing around me. And so that's what we're trying to encourage through this conversation today.
Yeah. And I think it's filled with, for me, all kinds of exciting opportunities and things. And like you said, figuring out what do you need in this season? And how can you take that opportunity to lean in? So we had this conversation when we were talking about liturgy and specific prayers. Same kind of thing. Find a new liturgy for the summer or for an activity. Like I said, like taking a walk or having a cookout. Or we're around different folks during the summer generally. Sure. Whether we're at the pool with the kids and we're hanging out with the moms and dads, there's an opportunity there. If we're on the road with our family, goodness, there's lots of opportunity for prayer there. Or whether, like you said, we're on our workaday world where not a whole lot is changing, but we can still, I'm going to steal your term, Joe. You're putting your head on a swivel.
Yes.
You know, looking around what is around me that I can then make that an opportunity for prayer and a way to lean in and notice what God's doing. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm here or on vacation or on a visiting family or having family come visit us, mm-hmm. All kinds of things that we can think of. So, I know it's hard sometimes for us to do that because we're busy just trying to get through whatever the event is, you know, but I like that idea of having your head on a swivel, of continuing to look for opportunities and to remember that prayer can look so many different ways. You know, it doesn't have to be, we think of the ideal, I'm going to find a quiet time, you know, an hour or two where I can journal and pray and just be super intentional. And we all have that ideal and certainly look for those times because you may have that. If you're on vacation at the beach, you might have that morning you can spend that time. But most of us don't because you're wrangling with, you know, kids or work or whatever. And you got to find a different way instead of a solid set prayer time. It might be while you're in the car or while you're on your lunch break or whatever that might look like. So I think it's nice to think of God meets us wherever we are and whatever we're doing and wants us to be engaged in conversation with him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it's really, you know, this conversation isn't to, you know, shame or, you know, get us to feel guilty about, you know, time with God. It's more of a, offering some permission, you know, offering you some freedom, you know, be free to be creative in how you, you know, embark upon this journey of summer, you know, in your spiritual life and find that, you know, it's never really, there's not something prescriptive that anyone can offer to you, but however much time that you get that you can intentionally set aside, make that time matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make that time matter in some way. And it may be 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It may be your drive to work. It may be, you know, the time that you get in the shower in the morning. I don't know.
Who knows? It could be anything.
It's certainly trying to encourage us all to maximize the time that we can have with God and be intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
However long or expansive that time is or how short lived that might be.
That's right. That's right. And no matter where you are in your season of life, whether you're retired or in your work career or just starting your career or have kids, don't have kids, doesn't matter.
Sure.
Like you said, it's finding those moments and whatever's happening in your life, how to celebrate or commiserate or be, you know, just enjoy being in God's presence. And I think for me, that's the exciting opportunity here this summer, that there's lots of ways we can do that. And I do love the fact that the days are longer because it does give you an opportunity to still go outside or enjoy some more daylight hours that we don't normally have during the year. So I think that's a good reminder that we can take a few extra minutes to do something that wouldn't do, you know, in the wintertime, and maximize that, you know. So here in the coming weeks, Joe, we're gonna offer up some summertime prayers yep. that we are going to craft that we hope you all will enjoy and lean into. And they're going to be for all kinds of things you're going to be doing this summer.
And we don't want to give it away yet. We want,
we want you to
show up and find out what those are.
Yeah.
They're kind of... They're surprises.
They're surprises. They're hopefully we will, you will find them to be fun and engaging and a surprise. Yes. We want to keep you guys interested and,
yeah.
and but we hope you will look forward to those because we're trying to be intentional about thinking about what kinds of things would we be doing this yeah. summer and how can we, you know, maximize that time. And certainly some of them are things we could do all year round, yeah. But just to give you some ideas and give you a way to lean in and pray just in those few minutes. They're not going to be very long, and you can listen to them whenever, and some of them will be inviting you to do specific things, and other times it'll just be something you can craft your own. Yeah. I like that you said that, kind of find your own way, like yeah. that maybe this will spark some ideas that you have on your own and yeah. and inspire you to think, oh, I could make this be a prayer time or whatever, or we're going to take this idea and expand on it. So we hope you will be looking for those this summer, because Joe and I will be often out and about doing different things. That's what happens around here in the office. Everybody disperses to many different things. So
yeah, I won't see Christy again until July.
Yeah, so that's going to be crazy
yeah.
and weird. It's been really quiet around the office here because a lot of people are already gone doing camp and
yeah.
other ministry opportunities. So as you all are doing the same thing. And then we alluded to the fact of this prayer challenge that was put out on Sunday at our services, and if you weren't able to be here, you can watch those online and go back and revisit those. But we have a prayer by Thomas Merton, which is another great way, like we were talking earlier about just having a specific prayer that you could pray once a day or once a week or whatever fits in with your schedule. Some of us need that structure. I know I do. I try to have some kind of set prayer at least one time a day if it's something I can't don't have time to make up my own, but read a scripted prayer. And certainly the prayers of those that have gone before us can inspire us anew. And so let's talk about Thomas Merton for a minute and yeah. give the folks an idea who he was and kind of the beauty of this prayer, because I think it's very human. It's very much a good dialogue between us and God, and just recognizing that we're just people trying to figure it out and yeah. and trying to live life the best we can, leaning on God.
You know, Thomas Merton is somebody, as you find out more about him, you find a dearness to his story simply because he spent a lot of his time here in Kentucky.
And, yes.
He was connected to the Roman Catholic Church and grew up in those gifts and those graces.
Mm-hmm.
And became at some point a Trappist monk, taking upon himself the life of quiet and,
yes.
and the life of just the ritual of getting up at 3 a.m. to offer adoration and praise and prayer with other voices to God. And those are very, very deep, spiritual, focused people.
Yes, yes.
And when those people talk, I know Joe Patterson
leans into that.
Lean into that. You know,
yes.
I don't know about you, Christy Allen, but when I hear that somebody's that deep and that person's that focused on their spiritual life,
mm-hmm.
I listen. But the thing about Thomas Merton that is very, very interesting was his ability, as we read about him, to not get so inward about that,
right?
But to have relational ties and relational conversations with all kinds of people of all kinds of different spiritual backgrounds. I mean, this is a guy that sat down with the Dalai Lama,
right?
You know, this is a guy that sat down with people of Hindu background and other religions, and was able to not say, hey, you're wrong, but to say, hey, I'm pretty secure in what I believe, but what can I learn from you?
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do as all God's children here in learning from one another and being a part of a unified force for good?
Yes, he was very much wanting to bring peace.
Yes.
To the world.
Yes.
And through those conversations, I think that's exactly what he was looking for. How can we come together as the spiritual people who are definitely looking for that?
Yes.
How can we combine forces and bring peace to the world? And he did a lot of work to try to bring social justice during the civil rights movement and during the war. Very much an activist in those ways, but in a peaceful spiritual way. So yes, we can be extremely inspired, and his writings are very approachable.
Yes.
And ones that still inspire us today. I think he died. What did we look up in the?
It was the mid late 60s.
Yeah, yeah. So not that long ago.
1960s, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. as we're in a new century, that's hard. We have to remember to say that. Yeah. But yes, in the 1960s. And I had the opportunity to go just kind of back to the monastery thing. I went up to, it's in Trappist, Kentucky, near Bardstown.
Yep.
And anybody can go and visit. And it was extremely inspiring, Joe, to see these people praying and to know that that's what they do daily throughout the day, and that they are very committed to that work, and they pray for our world, and it was very humbling, and very powerful to think that there are people who have set aside their life and their desires to pray, and to seek God, and to pray for others, and they invite prayer requests, they take them online, and they have boxes there. I mean, it was just really a neat. So I'd want to encourage anybody who would like to go there. They offer retreats and things like that, but it's just an inspiring place to be, because, like you said, it's just to think of that lifestyle and that commitment. And certainly, we can't all be called to that, but we are all called to pray. And so using this prayer as an inspiration and understanding, you know, his life and his commitment, I think helps us to do that, to lean in the ways that we can and be part of that. And I think that's beautiful, because God calls us to be ourselves and do what he calls us to do, and what our relationship is like, and how we can do like him, seek peace and love and understanding with all God's children. Yep. So with that, I think we should close reading this prayer, Joe. Yeah, what do you think? I think that might be
great.
A good way to end this and invite you all. This is will be online. It'll be in the bulletin. They have these great bookmarks that you can pick up when you're here on a Sunday morning. And we hope you will lean into this prayer and join us this summer as we offer up some other prayers. So, Joe, lead us.
Well, find yourself in a posture of prayer at this time. And, you know, whatever you're doing currently, if you're you may be driving right now, certainly recognize that there may be folks that might be on the treadmill at the gym listening to this, or might be doing some other things, but find yourself in a posture of prayer as you best can, wherever you might be, and receive these words that communicate a really, really a deep desire to honor God in what we do as individuals, as human beings. And so let's pray together. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me, and I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know for myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will doesn't really mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I had that desire in all that I'm doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always. though I may seem to be lost or in the shadow of death, I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.